Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Daf Pei, Sanhedrin 80B, pagination is 160. We're starting on the fourth line at the end of the line at the two dots. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Kol Chai Ve Misos, and this is a reference to the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, yesterday's Daf, which told us that if a person or a group of people that are guilty on a certain level of capital punishment were mixed with a different group of people that are obligated on a lesser level of capital punishment, and the Mishnah has a discussion what exactly is the hierarchy regarding, for example, Niskalim and Nisrafim, people who are supposed to get the stoning type punishment, or people are supposed to get the burning type punishment, which we discussed in a different session, what that really means. But those punishments in the hierarchy, which one is more severe? And the ruling of the Mishnah was that if they get mixed up, but you know they're guilty of capital punishment, you just don't know which capital punishment at this point, you give them the lesser of the two, and you could administer that one. Says the Gemara, Shema Mina, what you can infer from here is that most of the Davar Chamor, when you give the warning at the time that the crime was committed for a more severe punishment, have a most of the Davar Kal, it automatically includes the lesser type punishment. Now, we have a concept, for example, by financial matters, there's an expression, Bechlal Masayim Meya, included in 200 is 100, because 200 is the aggregate of two 100s. If a person admits to a certain amount of money, it's the same currency. We're talking about 200 and 100, there's a comparison. Over here, one wonders, if, let's say, skila is the most severe and sereifa is less, so they warned the person for skila, and now he gets mixed in with other people, and we're not sure which one is the skila guilty party and which one is the sereifa guilty party. We're going to give them all sereifa. That's a bit of a chiddush, because one could have learnt that skila is different than sreifa. It's just different. They might be more severe, but they're just different. And if you warned that he's going to get skila, and he accepted that warning, and he's going to go ahead and do the aveira, and now you're going to catch him on it, and you're going to administer the appropriate punishment, if for some reason you can't give him skila, I don't know that we would have said, oh, so give him sreifa. No problem. It's two different things. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shema Mina, that when you warn him on the more severe punishment, the lesser punishment is considered having been warned for, and you're able to administer that punishment as well if need be. Omer Rabbi Yirmiya answers, that's not the conclusion that you need to draw over here. We could very well be talking about a case, kigon shahasru bostam, that they warned him simply, plainly, without all kinds of detail, and they did not itemize and say you're going to get skila. They said you're going to get the death penalty. And whichever death penalty will be appropriate is the one, and that's up to Bezdin, whatever the situation, however it plays itself out. But at the time of the event, they only said death penalty. Vahaitanahu, and it's following the opinion of the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, the first opinion in the following Braisa, which says that such a hasra is valid. Detanya, as we learn. Ushar chayve misa shebetora ema misim also elabe eida ve'edim v'hasra. Basically all. The Mishnah there is describing there's an exception, but basically all cases have to have witnesses and a warning. Va'ad sheyodi'uhu shuchayiv misespez, and they have to let him know that it's a capital crime, which would get the death penalty. Rabbi Yehuda says, ad sheyodi'uhu be'eza misa hu nerak. They have to tell him which death penalty is going to be imposed. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this Mishnah would be a bit confusing, as we started off in the Gemara. If they specified which penalty is going to be imposed, and now suddenly you're switching it, so that bears explanation. And one explanation might be that included in the original warning for skila is included a lesser punishment. Could be. But according to the Tanakhama, you could simply say that they did not specify, and they don't need to specify which type of penalty, which type of punishment he's going to get, and that's why everything was fine in understanding the Mishnah. They warned him death penalty without specifying which one, and therefore, as it plays itself out, he'll end up getting the lesser one if he gets mixed in with other people. Concludes the Gemara, Tanakama, the first opinion that says that you don't have to specify which punishment he's going to get, Yalef Mimikoshesh. He learns it out from that case of the person who violated Shabbos at the end of Parsha Shalach, and it says there clearly that they brought him into incarceration to wait, to find out. Moshe would have to ask Hashem which death penalty is going to be imposed, because they didn't know. Clearly, if they didn't know, that means at the time that the witnesses warned him, they didn't tell him which death, they didn't know which death penalty. They just told him, we know it's a death penalty, we know it's a capital crime, and he did it anyway. For Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Rabbi Yehuda says, that's true. In that case, he was executed based on the crime, even though they didn't know which type of death penalty it was, and therefore clearly the witnesses wouldn't have warned him specifying which death penalty it would be. But nevertheless, everything's fine, because Mikoshesh Horasha Haisa, Mikoshesh was a unique case where the Torah was not only telling you what the penalty for Chilul Shabbos is, but it was also telling you to impose it in this case, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, a true example of Hasra'a warning had not been given. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.